The Hawk Chronicles follow the adventures of Detective Kate Hawk, who went from a Baltimore police detective to intergalactic investigator, from fighting crime on the streets to crime in the stars.
And now, episode 237, Bunker Reunion.
Mercury to Joffre.
Go ahead, Mercury.
Inference detected a vehicle departing the camp. It's consistent with the one Hinaka and his guard arrived in.
Copy that. I suspected that they wouldn't try to leave so near to dusk and wait until this morning. I've procured a vehicle and I'm en route to the rest of the crew. I'll be arriving shortly.
Copy that. I'll keep you informed of its progress. You plan to intercept?
Negative. We want Hinaka to reach the bunker. That way we'll have both him and Lister trapped.
I'm sure you're aware the bunker's equipped with cameras and ground sensors. It'll be hard to sneak up on them.
We're working on that. We believe Lister is lying in wait for Hinaka. Hopefully he and Ursula will be too busy to notice. In any case, we're working on a plan to disable all surveillance gear.
We might be able to employ some electronic warfare from up here. We could try jamming their wireless signals. I believe all those sensors are wireless.
It's worth a try.
We'll get things set up on this end. Let me know when you're en route to the bunker.
Will do.
Mercury clear.
Do you really think something like that will work?
Lenore, you're pretty familiar with that bunker in Lister. Obviously, you have some reservations about that plan.
That surveillance equipment is set up to sound an alarm when there's movement detected on the perimeter. If Nate can't neutralize it, the alarm will sound. Cameras associated with that part of the perimeter will activate and start recording.
We still have Gabby as an option. She was able to open her cell door on Hanukkah's ship by using her circuit implant. Maybe she can scan the area and disable the sensors.
And if she can't?
She can't, and if Nate can't, then we have a fight on our hands. All four of them will be trapped in that bunker.
Sam's right. We'll take care of them one way or another. I prefer to overtake them by surprise rather than fight it out.
Mercury to Joffre.
Go for Joffre.
Based on the speed of the vehicle leaving the camp, we estimate it'll arrive at the bunker in approximately 1.5 standard hours. We've been monitoring you, and you can make it to the bunker from your present location in less than a standard hour.
Thank you, Nate. Keep us apprised of the situation.
Will do.
That doesn't give us much time to gather everyone up and head to the bunker.
Not to mention getting everyone on board for whatever your plan is.
I think we can do it. We'll divide up the team and then head to the bunker.
We are at the time when you said you'd contact them.
Right. Thank you. Joffre for Agent Simon. Come in.
Tony here. Go ahead.
I've procured a vehicle and we are en route to your position. Did you get notification from Captain Nate on the movement from camp? Over?
That's affirmative. I plan to meet with Kale and rent a vehicle. I'm telling him we have a critical part for our ship, which is stuck in orbit, and that we need to get to the IDF base for transport. Over.
Sounds like a good plan. We'll meet, divide the team, and then set up an ambush site just west of the bunker in case they make a run for it. You'll depart with your team behind us. Over.
We are on our way to pick up the vehicle. We'll wait for you at the cannibalization yard. Over.
Sounds like a plan. See you in about 20. Joffre out.
Captain Richards.
Tracy, this is Kate Hawk. How are you?
Hey, Kate. I'm doing well. How about you?
I guess I can't complain. How up to date are you on the Korski case and Garrett's case in San Antonio?
Well, Detective Garrett filled me in on what Sam, Korski, and Bishop talked about. The only other thing I know is that you found a connection between Korski and the other co-conspirator, Leonard.
Yes. Kelly and I discovered Leonard's photo in Korski's high school yearbook. It seems that both of them have been working for RAVE since 1997.
I've been told you and Kelly will be joining me here?
Yes, it's the reason I called. I need to make housing arrangements. I have no idea how long we'll be there.
No need to worry. We have a safe house close to the station that's not being used, and it's got plenty of space, and I'm sure you'll both be comfortable here. Well, unless...
Unless what?
Well, sisters being sisters.
No, we're good. Maybe a few years ago would be a different story. I think the safe house would be perfect. Is there anything we need to bring?
No, not even crab cakes. We have crabs here too.
Well, that's good. I'm not sure I want to travel with crabs, even if it's stip travel.
Do you have a travel time yet?
We leave St. Martin at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Pierman said to pack for 3 days.
Don't worry. If it's longer, we have some incredible shopping malls here.
Since Hank's arrest, have you noticed any unusual activities related to what he was doing?
Not a peep. Everything's been quiet there. So, how's Scarlett working out?
Quite frankly, better than I expected. She's dedicated herself to helping us solve this case.
Well, I'm sure bringing Korski to justice is a big motivator for her.
Without a doubt. There have been times that we had to reel her back in. At first, she just wanted to go after him. But in time, she was able to see the big picture and realize that he's just a small part of the puzzle.
Well, that's encouraging. If we had taken Korski down, we would never have known what Bishop was up to.
And that's what we're trying to hammer into her head. I think we finally succeeded. We have Thornton and Barnes working on Korski, and the rest of us are concentrating on Bishop.
So I'll see you two tomorrow morning.
It'll be nice to get back to Houston.
Okay, then I'll see you at the STIP transfer point.
Sounds good.
Master, there is movement again near the main gate of the camp. This time it appears to be a single vehicle.
Excellent. We should make preparation for their arrival.
What do you propose?
They would need to make use of the surgical unit here. We can delay them in turning off the power to that unit. That will give us time to separate the doctor from them. I'm sure he'll send his guard to check the breakers.
How do you want to handle this? I'm sure I can get the drop on the guard.
Get the drop? I don't understand.
I can subdue him before he is aware of my presence. I promise to only stun him.
That would work. I will stun Hanukkah. I am not worried about the doctor. I need him to perform the surgery.
So, you are going to go through with this?
Yes. Once I have the implant, we will be unstoppable.
We, Master?
I plan to make you my number two.
Me, Lord Lister, your number two.
Yes, you are the only one I trust. Now, once the doctor has completed the procedure, I will tell him to take the vehicle and return to the camp.
And what do we do with Hanukkah and his guard?
I'm sure the river monsters will enjoy a light snack this evening.
I like the way you think, Master Lister. I do, however, have a concern.
And what concern would that be, Ursula?
You know the IDF is here on Titan 3. There is a certain former number two who seeks revenge.
Yes, Lenora is a concern, along with the bounty hunters. I don't see how they can do much to interfere with my plans. They cannot get near this facility without us detecting them. The whole area is well covered by motion sensors and cameras.
Still, we will have to leave this facility. They could be lying in wait for us.
Yes, on our way back to town.
Yes.
They can't get between us and the camp without tripping a sensor.
We will return to camp and then make our way to the shuttlecraft.
Ah, and return to the safety of the Titan IV, where Drachmar will protect us. When the time is right, we will return to Latumus to muster our forces.
And return rage to its former glory. But I worry.
And what is that makes you worry?
We had no luck in finding anyone willing to join us on Titan IV, and again here on Titan III. We couldn't even get volunteers from former mercenaries in the camp. How do you expect to muster an army?
Our elite special forces. They are totally dedicated and willing to die for rage. They will form our elite corps. From there, we will pick up soldiers, and we'll travel through the galaxy.
And how will you persuade them to join us?
I will leave that to my number two in charge.
Me? You would entrust that to me?
Of course. I have all the faith in the world in you, Ursula.
And if they refuse to join us?
That is why I have a number two. That is your problem. You deal with it as you see fit.
I am honored, my lord. I won't let you down.
Come. We must make preparations for our guests.
I just want to get a good look at this new building before we officially start on it tomorrow.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to assess after business hours. It doesn't look too bad to be such an old building.
It's just one of many here on the historical register. I figure we can get a lot done after hours, just in case something breaks with Bishop.
I'm glad we're getting some help.
Yeah, that's good news from Captain Richards. Kate and Kelly will be in Houston tomorrow morning. We'll have a good backup team in place.
I'm kind of glad that Scarlet stayed in D.C. There's no telling how she'd react if she saw Korski.
And we don't know how Korski would act if he saw her. It could jeopardize the whole operation.
Once we get the details of Bishop's mission, we can move them here. Trouble is, I'm not sure I'll ever learn the exact details. That's against Rage policy.
But I'm sure Bishop would change his tune if it looked like the mission was going to fail. Do you think we need to put more pressure on him?
You mean like step up the Korski inquiries?
Yeah, put pressure on Korski. Get him nervous.
It's a fine line. A little pressure might move them along. Too much and they could move the target and set a new date.
I suppose you're right. But you're positive that it will happen soon.
Yes. He said he only needed a couple of more days to get things in order. That's why he extended us here.
You know, what concerns me is that there are just two of them. How much damage can two people do?
The Great Northeast Blackout was only three people. I think two could do a lot of damage. But as for what they could do here, that's the question.
So you think Houston is still the main target?
Hank put a lot of time and effort into that operation. Scarlet claims to know little about it. She said Hank just used her to help him deal with life on Earth. She taught him the customs and such.
So we're looking at a one-man operation. That means it has to be one major hit. I don't see how one person could pull off multiple targets alone.
Are you thinking that there are other sleepers who are trained and ready to assist in this mission?
Why not? I mean, we run into Rage operatives just about everywhere.
That's true. In fact, Barnes and Thornton are trying to track down sleepers in the Pentagon.
Do you think you might be able to verify that?
It all depends on what they tell me. If I learn what the mission is, I can then ask how he's going to do it with just two of them. I'd then make myself available.
All right. We've done enough here. We'll come back first thing in the morning.
That vehicle looks like it will do the trick.
Yes, enough armament to protect us, yet still quite manoeuvrable. I see you have transportation also.
Yes. We told KL we were driving back to the airbase to have the part we need for the Mercury sent back to Titan IV.
Well, hopefully that will satisfy his curiosity and slow him down some.
I could slow it down real quick if you want.
I don't think that will be necessary.
I don't know about Lenora, but I can vouch for Gabby. She could easily take on KL.
Oh, well, after hearing about what she did to Hanneke's guard, I think we could all vouch for her.
Well, as for Lenora, all that needs to be said is Lister's bodyguard. As a catfight I'd like to see.
Trust me, men like KL pose no threat. If you really want to hurt him, just deprive him of his monetary units.
I agree with you on that one. Now, how do we plan to proceed from here?
We have time before darkness falls. I want to be in place within the hour. I think we need to be in place before Hanneke arrives.
Have you decided how you'll split us up?
You, Gabby, Jomak, and I will make our way to the bunker perimeter. Tam, Lenora Slane, and Simon will set up an ambush site before that big bend in the road.
I take it our mission is to stop them without using excessive force.
That would be correct.
Or to be precise, stop Lenora from using excessive force on Lister.
Oh no, I don't think Lenora would do that. Right, Lenora?
No comment.
Where's your answer, Agent Slane?
Well, Gabby, you're in charge of keeping Lenora in check with Lister. And Lenora, you keep Gabby in check.
And what will you two be doing?
We'll be having a brewski and watching the show.
Somehow I get the feeling you two are serious.
Don't worry, I'll keep everyone in line.
Do you have an aerial view of where you want us?
Yes, right here. This is the bend in the road. Right here is a place to pull off.
That looks good. Anyone coming from the bunker won't see the truck. I suppose one of us could stay in the truck and then put in front of whoever's coming.
Then the rest of us can attack from each side.
I'll be behind the wheel. The rest of you will divide up and wait here. And here. Remember, set weapons to stun. We don't want anyone getting caught in the crossfire.
So what about us? We have ground sensors and cameras to deal with.
That would be you have ground sensors and cameras to deal with.
You know I haven't had this circuit implant for very long, right?
I know you can do it, Gabby.
Like we said before, you sent Georgia Morse code messages and you opened that cell door.
It's one thing to open a door or send electronic impulses, but we're talking about disabling sophisticated surveillance sensors and cameras.
The cameras and ground sensors transmit the information through a Wi-Fi system.
Just like the keypad on that cell.
And the messages you sent to Mercury's computer were also wireless. Maybe we can try some things as we drive through Tyrannus on the way to the bunker.
Try something? Like what?
Do they have garage door openers on this planet?
Now that would be funny.
Yeah, it would. And so would car alarms, TVs, radios.
I can tell you two had a misspent youth.
Although your examples are a little ridiculous, maybe there are some things you could try ahead of time.
Like what?
Do you see what's on the pole over there? I believe that's a security camera for the cam point.
That's a good idea, Agent Simon. Gabby, see if you can find its signal.
I'll give it a shot.
Well?
Well, what?
Are you hearing anything?
Yeah, you, talking.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, but all I'm getting is some strange static.
I think you need to get a little closer. That camera is quite a way off.
Okie dokie.
Do you think she could do it? And how would we know if she can do something? Wouldn't we need to be watching its monitor?
Not necessarily. Can you see the red dot on the front of the camera?
Oh yeah, that means it's recording.
So if that light goes off, we're in business.
I think she's within range now.
I have the utmost faith in her abilities, even though she hasn't had that implant very long.
You have to admit, what she did on the Potomac was pretty impressive.
Look, the camera's panning left, now to the right.
Maybe that's part of its programming.
Well, that is it. The recording light just went off.
Well, in all that's holy, I think she did it.
Nate to Jaffra. Open channel 1.
We have you, Captain Nate. Go ahead.
Tanaka's still moving towards the bunker. I'm showing your team still at the can point. Is everything all right?
Yes. Gabby is trying out her new skills with the circuit board. She just disabled the security camera here.
Outstanding. That's going to make your approach to the bunker much easier. Has she tried it on the ground sensors yet?
That's a negative, but the principle is just the same. She's headed back. We'll get moving straight away.
All right. We'll be monitoring you all the way. Remember, if she can't access the cameras or sensors, I can patch her through to Georgia.
Let's hope that doesn't happen.
We'll be on the lookout for any large targets coming out of the jungle.
Our trip to the bunker doesn't go like the last time on this road.
Why? What happened last time?
We were greeted by some very hungry river monsters.
And lucky for us, a fighter flew over and shot one.
I see. So that preoccupied the rest.
Yes, we were quite fortunate to have that fighter save us. I'm guessing it was a Rage sympathizer who rescued us.
I don't think so. I think all of Rage's fighters have left and moved to Titan IV. That was most likely an IDF patrol. They just saw one of our trucks in distress and took action.
IDF? Oh, please don't tell me the IDF saved us.
I'm afraid so.
General Hanukkah, we shall speak of this no more. It sickens me.
I agree. So, Doctor, why are you wasting your skills being a nursemate to the camp? Your skills would be of great benefit elsewhere.
I am the only surgeon in these parts. Life in the camp is dangerous. I am often needed to perform surgery. I can't leave them without a qualified doctor present.
I'm sure they could manage. There are doctors in Tyrannus. If something urgent was to happen, I'm sure you could get them airlifted to town.
With the present state of the economy, we can't afford to hire an air ambulance, let alone pay for an outside doctor.
I suppose there aren't too many who would make house calls either.
Definitely. So, General Hanukkah, have you taken all of the necessary precautions to preserve the specimen?
Indeed. It is being stored in a solution and refrigerated in the bunker's operating room.
Have you considered the possibility of tissue rejection?
Of course. I don't think that will be a problem. When Lord Zokar was wounded, I provided one of my kidneys. It was a perfect match.
A kidney? Well, that was quite noble of you.
Noble? The general had a Glazen sword held to his throat while they awaited his answer.
Of course I said yes.
Then I think we will be okay. Perhaps some anti-rejection medicine at most.
Is that available here?
Yes. Unless someone has raided the pharmacy, everything we need will be here.
What do we need to do first?
We will proceed to the prep room. I will need to change and sterilize. You will need to remove your clothing above the waist. I will then shave the side of your head.
That will just make me look sickly. Shave my entire head. That will be a much better look.
I will then start an IV with a mild sedative. Once we get into the operating room, I will give you a local anesthetic.
And not a general one?
This procedure may take up to 4 hours. I'm going to manipulate parts of your brain. I need you to be awake in order to respond to my questions. We have done well to map the brain, but it's always better to have a patient awake so they can respond to different areas of their brain when being touched.
And you are confident that you can do this unassisted?
I will need your guard to assist me.
Whoa, now wait a minute. Hold on. Me? What can I do? I'm a warrior, not a doctor.
You will be passing surgical instruments to me, maybe holding a suture clamp or two. Don't worry, I'll be there to guide you.
Surely you don't have an issue with blood and brains, God.
I've spent a lifetime spilling both, but never saving someone.
You have nothing to worry about. You'll do fine. Here we are. This is the prep room. I'll need you to put these scrubs on.
I don't like the looks of these.
It's not a fashion show.
But my weapons. Can I strap my weapons back on?
We're in a locked fortress in an operating theater. I see no reason for weapons. But if it makes you feel better, we can sterilize your sidearm and you can keep it on the table next to you.
Very well. But I still don't like it.
Relax. At least you get to keep your hair. Now let's get things started. God, remove your weapons and assist the doctor here.
I'm not in favor of this. I sleep with my weapons.
Don't worry, you'll have them back in no time. Now, General, have a seat and let's begin your preparation.
This is incredibly awkward.
Yes, but it's going to get a lot more awkward.
Lister!
What will Lister do now that he's caught Hanukkah? Will the Mercury crew get there in time to capture all four of them? When will Bishop launch his attack? Find out the answers to these questions and more in the next episode of the Hawk Chronicles, Clash of the Titans.